Welcome to Beyond the Bedroom. I am your host, Natalie, and I'm so thrilled to be bringing you this episode of my little podcast. Now, before we start, and as always, remember that this is not an alternative for professional therapy. So if you or someone that you love needs help, contact me for expert guidance or reach out to another therapist in your local area. Over the next 8 episodes, we'll unpack the challenges, shifts, and emerging trends in love, intimacy, relationships, faith, culture, and absolutely everything in between. So let's get right into it. Today, we're diving into our theme, rethinking modern love. And I'm looking at the love evolution, asking how relationships have evolved over time. Have we made progress, or are we struggling now more than ever to find lasting love? I want to look at how societal shifts, technology, and changing expectations may have actually reshaped modern relationships. So let's explore. Over the past few decades, relationships have evolved in ways that we actually never could have imagined. But I wonder whether this evolution is making love more fulfilling or more complicated. Historically, marriage was more about survival, about family alliances and economic stability rather than romance. Whereas in the 19th and 20th century, we saw a rise of love-based marriages, prioritizing personal choice and emotional connection. But then in the 1990s, we recognized a rise of dating apps and the formation of online relationships. The first dating website was Match.com. Actually, that's how I met my husband. But it was created in 1995. And then a few years later, the first dating app, Grindr, was formed in 2009. Tinder, then later in 2012, revolutionized dating with swipe right, swipe left culture. And that format has been taking over since then. In the UK, over 30% of relationships now begin online, according to a 2023 ONS survey. Apps like Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge, and Field have changed how we meet people and how we interact. People have much more choice than they've ever had before, not just locally, but as far away as the other side of the world. But has this made dating more complicated or better? Traditional gender roles have also been challenged, leading to greater relationship equity. Same-sex marriage is legal in many parts of the world, and this has vastly reshaped relationship expectations and norms. But there has been some declines, some shifts. Marriage rates have been steadily declining in the UK and many Western countries. In fact, in the UK alone, this decrease is around 35% since 1972. More couples are opting for cohabitation, open relationships, and non-traditional commitments. In fact, in the past 25 years, cohabitation has increased by more than 140%. Divorce rates are peaking and stabilizing now since the 1990s, with around 42% of marriages in the UK ending in divorce. These statistics are alarming, making me wonder whether this perception of choice and instant gratification, the swipe culture, disposable relationships, disposable commitment, may be the source of blame. So, how exactly is social media and technology impacting our relationships? Platforms like Instagram create a sort of highlight reel of relationships that often leads to unrealistic comparisons, making people much more miserable. People are suggesting that social media usage can contribute vastly to relationship dissatisfaction due to this constant exposure of the idea of curated perfection. And look at me, my relationship is so great, we're so happy, when no one actually knows what's happening behind closed doors. This paradox of choice, the swipe culture, encourages my concept of disposable connections rather than more stable, committed ones. Studies are now showing that too many options lead to commitment anxiety and FOMO, or fear of missing out. I know when I go to a restaurant and I see a big menu, I'm always wondering what it is I'm missing out on if I choose one dish over another. This might seem a little bit far-fetched, but is it really different for relationships when there's so many options right at our fingertips? There is such a danger of this comparison culture. Relationship goals, trends, and influences, they're shaping our perceptions of love, and we're allowing this to happen rather than forming our own decisions based on our own personal cultures and desires. Many couples are now starting to feel pressure to match unrealistic expectations and standards, and that leads to greater dissatisfaction. But I'm not all doom and gloom. There is a positive aspect of this evolution of relationships. You see, more freedom to choose the type of relationship that suits our own individual needs means that we can actually choose to be happier. Greater awareness of our mental health, our emotional intelligence, our attachment styles, and personal growth means that we don't have to stay stuck, but we can choose to be happier. Therapy is no longer a taboo, and I absolutely love this because I'm seeing this in my therapy room every day. Many couples are now seeking actively guidance before the major problems escalate. They're coming in to check up and to see how they're doing or to help them to work on their communication or building and maintaining intimacy. But this also creates a sort of a downside, sort of dating fatigue, if you will, and the challenges of ghosting and the dreaded situationship, maybe not dreaded for everyone, are becoming more abundant. You see, with the concept of multiple choice can lead to burnout and emotional exhaustion. How do I choose? Who do I choose? When do I go? When do I stay? Casual dating and unclear commitment levels have led to the rise in these situationships. And the digital age is making concepts like ghosting and lack of accountability so much more common. When will we learn to take responsibility for our own actions? I wonder whether dating apps are actually helping or hurting our chances of modern romance and these perceptions that are so easily pumped through social media. Do we need to redefine what commitment is in today's fast-paced, instant gratification world of swipe culture, multiple choice dating options? And how do our individual and corporate culture and religious expectations, if at all, shape relationships today? What about moral norms and values? So many questions, not enough answers. Love has evolved significantly. That goes without saying. Some changes are empowering, while others are making love and finding it, finding lasting commitments and connections harder to find and keep than ever. Technology, shifting societal norms, and our personal individual expectations are all playing their role. But at what cost? I'm not sure whether relationships today are better than ever before or whether we've complicated them way more beyond our recognition and way more than they need to be. But I really want to hear your thoughts. Tell me, do you think love is changing? I'd love to hear your perspective. Do you think our concept and perceptions of romance, relationship, commitment need to change with the changing times, instant gratification, swipe culture, disposable connection? I really want to hear from you. So why don't you drop me a line on my socials or review this podcast so that I can bring more of these discussions to your listening ears. And join me next time when my next episode will be looking at the myth of the one. Should we abandon the soulmate idea? I really want to explore the origins of the soulmate myth and whether it helps or harms modern relationships. Can we truly find one person that can fit all of our needs? Or is love a conscious choice that we make every single day? If you like what you've heard so far, please subscribe, rate, and review Beyond the Bedroom. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with a friend so that I can continue to bring these important conversations to life. Why don't you follow me on social media? My handle is at LTAS Therapy. That's at LTAS Therapy. For those in the know, that's Let's Talk About Sex. And subscribe for behind-the-scenes thoughts and discussions on my B side. I'll catch you next time as we continue rethinking modern love. But until then, let's talk about it.